Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show, also CEO and founder of Mage LLC. And I'm looking forward to this segment. And if you want to catch it, you can catch it on all our Radio Entrepreneurs networks on Facebook, Radio Entrepreneurs, LinkedIn, Radio Entrepreneurs, Twitter at Biz on at Radio on the Radio, Instagram at Radio Entrepreneurs, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher, all Radio Entrepreneurs. You can find us. Now, our next guest, we're going to be doing a series all year. If you've heard it already, you can find them with Hindell Grossman, owner of Grossman and Associates, the law firm, on women and leadership. And this is something that has always been an important topic for me in my working with female leaders and also working with male leaders, trying to understand the changing times. So welcome back, Hindell.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too, and glad you're healthy.
I am.
So I don't know, where are we going today on this ride of leadership?
Well, I thought I'd start with a quote today. So I'm very fond of Winston Churchill.
I'm going to start
with him. And he said, success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. So that's where I'm going to start today. I admire Winston Churchill, as many people do. And I think leaders sometimes are one of their noteworthy characters is just moving forward at first identifying the problem. That's why I have always told my kids to be a problem solver. You first need to know what the problem is. So a leader needs to know what the problem is and then figure out a path to solve that problem. But there may be bumps in the road along the way. Thus the failures that Winston Churchill's referring to. So learning how to identify the problem and then move toward a solution, but being willing to pivot when obstacles fall in the way. So that's the first thing I'd like to start with today.
Well, that's a great quote, because I think during these times, a lot of people feel that these are uncertain times and we're dealing with adversity and change.
Yeah.
I'll throw a twist into this. You know, just, you know, in my work, I have a mix of leaders of all different types, shapes, and sizes. And it seems to me that a lot of the things that are said about female leaders would not be said to male leaders, or even behind their back. Certain comments, certain evaluations. And I feel that a lot of, there's two parts. There's that part I want to ask you. The second part is a lot of female leaders feel obligated to react to those comments, where a lot of men won't or wouldn't even consider reacting.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, you know, you're a very successful female leader, someone I respect greatly, you know, but you own 100% of your firm from what I know. So it's a little, you know, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this. And a lot of these comments come from partners, about partners.
Well, it's interesting. An observation that I've made is that men have the ability to tease and call each other, you know, affectionate names or nicknames. And that's not something that women typically do with each other. And I think it's unlikely they would do it with men, more or less. I think sometimes women are very sensitive to those kinds of things and are less willing to let them roll off. And I can understand it. I mean, we don't like to be, I suppose, called out in particular ways, or perhaps we're overly sensitive and on some certain topics. But sometimes men have this way of being able to tease one another and not take it as seriously. And so I think when we're talking about gender differences, the women probably as leaders can have to be strong. I can lead with humor and lead by example. And I think sometimes you just need to be able to call someone out on a tease and with a great deal of humor and not take great offense. And that's hard. That's really,
you know, I somewhat represent that remark, and I'm a notorious tease. But I also know that it's easier for me to tease men, maybe it's man to man, than it is for me to tease women.
Yeah.
I also know men don't necessarily like to be teased by women either. They have a certain ego with it. But I'm going to go back to my original question. I'll give you four little examples, because again, you're a leader and you can tell us maybe how you'd respond. One is I've heard comments about female leaders that they're bad parents. It's like, what is that? You know, what has that got to do with it? The way they dress. I've heard that's the second one. Another one is the communication style, not appreciating their communication style. And four, I can't even count, their management style. Some of these things I don't find always very relevant. And again, a lot of women leaders, powerful women leaders, feel the need to defend themselves when they hear these comments.
Yeah. Well, the first comment you made of the four about parenting, I don't see the connection whatsoever. I mean, unless that person was referring to the fact that a woman leader at work brings those leadership skills home and acts like a leader in the household that's too domineering or in some way is negative, that has turned into a negative. I don't know the context of it. Obviously, context is very important to me, so I don't know the context in which that comment was made. But, I mean, a leader has to be human, too, and approachable. And so if I suppose the character is too strong or too domineering and it's brought into the household and that domineering characteristic carries over into the household and it's not as welcome, I suppose maybe that's what it meant. I don't know. I'm obviously just guessing. As to the dress, first, women, I think, like to look nice. So I'm starting with that. I like to look nice. I like to dress. During this COVID pandemic, it's been hard for me. And nobody seems to care what people look like. And, those nice clothes I have are sitting in the closet. But let's say we're back to the normal, the way the world used to be, where people would go to the workplace and it mattered. Dress does matter, but I think people, leaders in particular, need to be approachable. They need to exude confidence and they need to exude good ideas and they need to embrace other people's ideas. And I think that also leads to the management style point that you made. And I don't think dress should be viewed as a barrier to being a good manager. I think dress, a leader needs to look like a leader. I would say overdress or underdress, but look professional. Well, whatever that means now. I mean, the definition of that is kind of compromised.
Well, flip the coin. I would never expect someone in my firm, my partner, to make a comment about me in a business context about me as a parent.
Yeah.
And I would flip out if I heard it. I would not expect them to make comments about my professional attire. Despite the fact I'm in a Nike sweatshirt today, but that's quite COVID appropriate, I think.
Yeah.
My communication style, I may expect some comments at times that people don't appreciate my communication style, but I'd expect them to tell me to my face and have it as part of a discussion of feedback the same way they would want to have it. And in terms of my management style, I would expect the same standard there too. If someone doesn't understand or appreciate my management style, I would expect a one-to-one conversation on it for a discussion is a two-way conversation. I wouldn't expect any of those four things to be used as a way to demean someone behind their back.
Or to be particular to a particular gender. Now, it's true that women are more vulnerable to criticism about their parenting style, I suppose, if what my assumption was true a moment ago about bringing it home, and about their attire. Women. And I must say that sometimes women are the most critical of other women. I know I've seen that. I don't know if it's true, or men are just as gossipy sometimes and just as critical. And if there's a particular threat about a woman's leadership, about a woman in that leadership position.
Well, I think that's what's really going on, that there's a whole issue around a man's dealing with a woman's power. And instead of dealing with the reality of it and looking in the mirror and being honest about it, it's more easy to sort of cut them down.
Criticize.
And that's, again, I see a lot more cutting down of women leaders through these, what I would call subversive methodologies than with men. And yeah. I would say, and a lot of men who, of my generation especially, who grew up with maybe a little bit more of a fighter mentality, would jump on this in a much more aggressive manner than a woman who feels that they have to explain themselves. And that's another part too, the explaining. Why? And I've said to people, you don't have to explain yourself. Yeah. It's not even relevant.
Yeah. Well, it has to do with workplace competition sometimes. If a woman gets a promotion that a man thought he deserved, that kind of envy. And I think, you know, women try really hard to respect other people's feelings and try to manage by some sort of softness and sensitivity. And then that's at risk of compromising, I guess, the strength and authority that they also need in order to be good leaders. So there's always a balance, and I think that has to be adjusted depending on the person the person in the group that they're trying to lead. So, well, you know, a leader has to be flexible.
That's for sure.
Right? And
especially today.
Games. Yeah.
Especially today, the ground rules, I think, are changing every week. And that's why, you know, I've liked this series with you, and I hope to continue this series of talking about women in leadership on Radio Entrepreneurs. It's a great area that you're in. But if someone's looking for you and wants some of your perspective on these topics, how would they find you?
My email is Hindell, H-I-N-D-E-L-L, at grossmanltd.com. My office is in Newton, and the law firm I own is Grossman & Associates, LTD. We're on Wells Avenue in Newton, Massachusetts. Can be found pretty easily.
Great.
Thank you, Jeff.
I look forward to our next meeting.
It's been wonderful. Yes, lots to talk about.
Yeah, and I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and that's the one and the only Hindell Grossman. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more stories.